Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Shvat, and already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 12th day of Shvat in Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shlomo Yaffe, the congregation of B'nai Torah in Springfield, Longmeadow, Massachusetts, to share words of Devarei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Yaffe's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite the Achenu, both in Hebrew, followed by English. And the Rabbi Yaffe will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim, and then finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the call can be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Okay, so we're going to start with the Tehillim. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always. She is working behind the scenes right now just to try and get in touch with Rabbi Yaffe. And I do not want to waste any of your time. So hopefully we get him on the call. In the meantime, we'll flip the order and we will start first with the Tehillim. So please join me as we begin with the Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnat Seyach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai v'yom tzara yizkarecha Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha Yizkar kol mincha secha v'yolachtecha yidash nesela Yitem lecha kilbabecha v'chol atzatzecha yimale Niranana v'shua secha v'shem Eloheinu nigol yimale Adonai kol mishalosecha Ata yodati ki oshi Adonai mishicho yaneu mishmei kacho bigurot isha yimino. Eile barachev, eile basusim, vanachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu nefalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nesodod. Adonai hoshia, hamelech yaneinu biyom kareinu. Move on to Psalm 121. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, as we await, hopefully, Rabbi Yaffe joining us on the line. Shir Lamalos, Eso Einaya Leharim, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri, Meyim Adonai, Ose Shamayim Baret, Al Yitem Vamurag Lacha, Al Yanum, Shomiracha, Inei lo yanum, velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomeracha, Adonai tzulcha, al yad yiminacha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yoreyach v'loyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es napshecha. Adonai yishmor tivcha uvoecha. Me'ata v'yad olam. Our final chapter of Tehillim. We'll move on to Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema bekoli tiyanaz necha kashuvos v'kol tachanunai. Imabonos tishmarya. Adonai, mi amod, kimcha tzlicha leman tivarei, kivisi Adonai, kivisa napshi, v'lidbarach alti, napshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Yachesed Varbe Imo Pidut Hu Yisrael Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Can you now with Achenu, please join me in unison. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanisunim Batzara Uvashivya Omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayavasha Hamakom Yirachim Aleyem Yotziyem Mitzara Lirvacha Miafela Liora Umishiva Ligula Hashta Bagloz Man Kariv V'namar Amen. In English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Continue to the Mishaberach for the Chayilei Tzahal, for our incredible, brave soldiers, simultaneously in the background, turning pages to come up with the Dvar Torah, just in case. And so we're doing this on the fly. That's okay. Misha Berach, Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Yivarech Eschaylei Tzvahaganel Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos, Habidachon, Homdim, Amishbar, Tzeinu, V'Rei Eloheinu, Migvah, Levanon, V'Amidbar, Mitzrayim, Minayam, Hagadol, Adavo, Harava, Bechol, Makom, Shehem, V'Yivasha, Ayavasha ba'avir ubayam, yitein Adonai et oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'yatzlacha b'chol matze yideihem. Yadver soneinu tachteihem v'yatrem b'kaser yishua v'ataras nitzachon. V'yakum behem hakasuf ki Adonai Eloichem holeich imachem. Yelachem lachem imoy vechem elushiaschem v'nomar amen. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach l'cholim. I'll pause for about 30 seconds. Please keep in mind all those whom you are davening for, whether you insert their Hebrew name, then their mother, or their English name. It all goes to the same place. Let's daven for refuah shalema. Be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever it is, for those who are in need, for all the chayalim in need, for the recovering hostages, all the names listed in our daily email, please insert at the plus. Misha Berach, Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak, V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech et Hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Larofam Lichazokam Lichayosam Yishalach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim Lecho Avrehem Lecho Gideyam Besoch Shor Chalei Yisrael Refuah Tanepesh Refuah Tzaguf Hashta Bagla Uzman Kariv Nomar Amen. I want to thank Rebecca. She's been working behind the scenes. Unfortunately, we have not been able to get in touch with Rabbi Yaffe. So I am going to share a Dvar Torah. This is actually my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. But I am not prepared. So forgive me. Anyone who wants to hang up, please by all means. But I'm going to share with you. Ola Na'aleh, Eretz Yisrael and Aliyah. A sefer that was gifted to me by Rabbi Yerachamiel Ronis. And so I'm just going to read verbatim from the book and feel free to listen in. So this week, Parshas Beshalach, Everyday Miracles. When the Jews were sent out of Mitzrayim, the Almighty chose not to lead them via the shortest path, the shortest way, which passes through the land of the Plishtim, of the Philistines. The question is, why did Hashem opt for the longer, more complicated route? So Ibn Ezra, based on the words of the Parsha's first Pasuk, suggests that the longer path was deliberately chosen so that they would not have to engage in battle with the Plishtim. God feared, I don't know if I agree with the wording there, that were they to meet up with military resistance, he would despairingly flee the battlefield and head back to Mitzrayim. The Rambam expresses a similar sentiment, writing that the long years in the desert were necessary in order to eradicate the deeply ingrained slave mentality that was pervasive among the Bnei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Chanel, as quoted by Rav Achia, focuses on a different theme entirely. In his opinion, the sojourn in the desert provided Bnei Yisrael with an indispensable spiritual education. Their time in the Midbar, in the desert, sustained by the daily miracles of the Mun, of the Be'er Miriam, and the protective clouds, inculcated them in the understanding that the world is run by miracles. These miracles are only rarely so clearly revealed. More often than not, they remain hidden from sight. It is true that divine providence extends over the whole world, and yet the Torah teaches us that it is especially true in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, for the Pasuk says, it is a land that Hashem, your God, seeks constantly. The eyes of Hashem, your God, are upon it from the beginning of the year until its end. It's in Devarim. Jews living in Eretz Yisrael today are privy to such miracles. We've been seeing so many miracles, especially just over the past 2 years. Indeed, the miracles we have experienced over the years on the national scale are too extensive enumerate. In the wake of Operation Cast Lead, unbelievable stories were circulated of soldiers warned off by mysterious Hebrew-speaking old lady as they were unsuspectedly about to enter booby-trapped homes. Many doubted the veracity of the reports, and yet, when he was told of this, Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal reportedly replied that the soldiers had undoubtedly met up with Rachel Imenu. Southern Israel, as it's written in this book, recently experienced daily bombings from Gaza. Are we to attribute the relatively minimal damage to mere chance? And the stories and stories go on and on, as I just shared, over the last 2 years. I had an opportunity almost a year ago to meet with Rabbi Beryl Wein, those who've been with the call for a long time. You know, I grew up in his community, in his shul. Rabbi Wein passed away a few months ago, but when I met with him in his office, in his study, in his home back, I believe it was in March, right before Pesach last year, he shared with me that we are absolutely living in these incredible, miraculous times. Obviously, of course, the sorrow, the pain of October 7th, it's still very fresh. But when we think about it, when we zoom out for a moment, all that has happened, all the incredible missions and all of the miracles, not even hidden miracles, but open miracles that our people experienced, you truly could see the Yad Hashem. Just to finish here in this book, this land is our land, the Jewish people's homeland. It is our national habitat. No additional reason need to be offered to justify the decision to make Aliyah. Okay, this book is pushing Aliyah. Yad Hashem, something we should all aspire to. Nonetheless, once here, it does no harm to take comfort in the thought that we merit to reside in the locale where the eyes of Hashem, your God, are upon it from the beginning of the year until its end. Okay, we did that on the fly. I appreciate everyone staying on the line. Hundreds of you did, so I appreciate it. Thank you. You did me a chesed. Hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, please God, we'll get Rabbi Yaffe back on. And I want to thank Rebecca, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a safe and wonderful and beautiful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.